Hello and welcome to the Date Night Movie Podcast. I'm your host, Patrick Russell, and with me is my co-host, Ashley Russell.
Hey guys.
This is a show where on each episode, Ashley and I, we talk about a new movie that's playing in theaters, and then we break it down whether we thought it was good or bad, and whether or not it would make for a good date movie. And on this episode, we're going to be talking about Michael Bay's action thriller Ambulance, which stars Jake Gyllenhaal and Yahya Abdul-Mateen. But before we talk about that movie, we got to remind people to watch our movie, Tiny Dancers, which is a feature-length comedy that people can watch right now on Amazon Prime. And I think we could all use a laugh these days, right? And that's what our movie is. It's a basket full of chuckles.
Basket full of chuckles.
Just in time for Easter. So check out our film, Tiny Dancers, which is streaming right now on Prime Video. So Ambulance, this movie, it's from director Michael Bay, who's kind of been away from the big screen for a little while. You know, he made a movie at Netflix,
yep,
which was Six Underground. But his last film in theaters was Transformers The Last Night.
I mean, rightfully so. I mean, that movie was not that great.
You know, that's the one where Mark Wahlberg, he's like a descendant of Merlin or King Arthur or something, and Anthony Hopkins is in it.
Oh, I've got to rewatch this. I don't remember any of this.
It is pretty nuts. But he spent a decade of his career making Transformers movies. But he's been blowing shit up real good since the 1990s with stuff like Bad Boys and The Rock and Armageddon.
He does know how to do a good car flip.
Always flipping cars.
Always.
I'd have to rewatch Pain and Gain. I don't know if there's a car flip in that movie. But I think, yeah, pretty much 90% of his movies are going to feature some kind of car flip.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. That's what the guy does. So do you have a favorite Michael Bay movie?
I am going to bring it back to the 90s.
Good.
And I'm going to say Armageddon.
Sure.
Armageddon was... I know, but you're looking at me, you know, you're giving me side eye.
No, there's no judgment.
And I'm just like, you know what? This brings me back to my school days. It just was, it was romantic. It had.
Did you see it in high school?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Everyone saw that movie. You got the soundtrack rolling with Aerosmith.
Yeah.
That was kind of back when they had like the soundtrack tie-ins,
yep,
which would kind of like elevate a movie even further.
Oh,
if you had
so
like a
good
hit song, yeah, like My Heart,
yes,
Will Go On. This was around that time.
And my second favorite is the first Transformers.
Sure. I mean, he could have stopped at one or two.
He could have, yeah.
He didn't have to roll with five. But the man wants to get paid. So I think those movies made him like among the highest paid filmmakers working today, I would hope.
I think he's got back, I mean, obviously back in points,
he's,
but I think
he's got that,
merchandise.
Toy money.
Yeah, that merchandising.
Yeah, good for him.
Getting
that money.
What about you? What's your favorite?
Well, I think The Rock is probably his best movie.
It is a good movie.
But I have a real soft spot for just how unhinged his sequel to Bad Boys is, Bad Boys 2, because that movie opens with a shootout at a Klan rally. And we're doing freeway chases through Miami, or we're just flipping all kinds of cars. And I mean, we get like a Humvee chase through like a Cuban drug shanty.
Yeah.
And like just decimating buildings. It's amazing. It's just pure action. There's no plot. It feels like the most pure Michael Bay movie that he's made. And so yeah, on this movie, his latest movie, Ambulance, it has a 69% on Rotten Tomatoes, which for Michael Bay, that makes it one of his best reviewed movies,
yeah,
ever. The guy, he hasn't really had a whole lot of support from critics.
Well, I mean, his movies cater to the audience. He doesn't give a shit about the critics. Let's be real.
I would hope not. I mean, with some,
yeah,
of the reviews he's gotten, you cannot care.
I mean,
you just have to let that roll off and
just
keep going.
He's taking it to the bank.
I give him props for doing his thing.
Yeah.
He's been doing his thing for, you know, a couple decades,
yeah,
now, and he's pretty consistent. But yeah, so this movie, it starts off with one of our leads, Will, who's played by Yahya Abdul-Mateen. He's in need of some cash to pay for his wife's surgery, and he needs like something around like 200K for this experimental procedure. It's,
yeah,
some kind of
for
cancer?
Chemo, yeah. She's got cancer.
Some kind of cancer. Okay. So he goes to his foster brother, Danny. They kind of grew up together, these guys.
Kind of. I mean, they were brothers.
They're foster brothers, yeah. This guy, Danny, he's played by Jake Gyllenhaal. And he goes to Danny for a loan or maybe like a potential job. But
yeah,
I guess he knows that Jake or Danny has money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he's a well-off guy. He's the son of a
well-known bank robber.
Right. I guess I'm not sure.
Didn't give. I mean, the LT, his the father's name. He world renowned, very famous bank robber. Didn't give flying F's about police, about
like a criminal psychopath.
Oh yeah,
it's established really he's bad. The son of. I guess it's not really made clear why Will would go to Danny for money if he knows like Danny is into that criminal life.
Well, I think Will helped him out a long time ago when he was younger, like before he went into the army with some jobs and with his dad. And something happened with LT while they were on a job that made Will disappear from Danny's life.
Because he seems kind of surprised that Danny proposes this bank robbery, but like what did you expect?
I think he was probably surprised on the magnitude. Because this is like $32 million like federal trust. But what doesn't Well, I guess we'll go and into this, it.
Yeah, like
there's some holes in the plot.
There's definitely some contrivances and some implausibilities fueling this thing. It's built on a whole bunch of implausibilities. But yeah, it turns out Danny is kind of in the midst of planning this heist of $32 million.
Not in the midst. Like he's planning.
He's doing it right now. Yeah. He's doing it right now and he needs Will to come on board right now.
It's like, wow. It's like, okay.
That's the kind of pace this movie is moving at.
And Jake Gyllenhaal seems like he is on cocaine the whole time.
He's given a great performance.
Oh my God. Like he is energy, psychopathic.
Definitely psychopathic. Yeah. And just like a kind of like an old school charismatic movie psycho.
Yeah.
And I would say everyone in this film is doing really solid work acting wise.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Will, he kind of reluctantly agrees to join along. And after that, we kind of follow this pair of police officers. And it turns out one of them has a crush on this bank teller.
Yeah.
So his partner kind of cajoles him into asking her out on a date. He kind of like pulls the car around. And it's like, we're going back to the bank. You're going to ask this girl out. Tell her how you feel. Kind of dumb.
Yeah.
And uh-oh, it's the same bank that Danny and his crew are in the midst of robbing. And I guess that's one thing that I kind of liked. We don't even see them infiltrate the bank.
No, we don't. Like, they do it. But we also don't understand why the feds are there. The feds are staking out. So somebody on Danny's crew ratted them out. But we don't get that.
I was going to ask you, do we know how the LAPD got tipped off to this? Because while this is all going down, the LAPD is surrounding the bank. Like they are already tipped off to what this job is. So Danny's not great at planning this shit and keeping it airtight.
Yeah, clearly. No.
I mean, he's got a couple of dudes with him. I'm not sure how many dudes are on his crew.
Four in the bank, four outside.
So okay, that's good memory.
Eight.
And so, yeah, when the cops show up, Danny and his crew, they're already inside, and all of the bank employees are kind of being, like, held hostage in that moment.
Yep.
And they kind of just have to play along, and Danny kind of gives himself away when the cop asks for the teller's full name, because Danny's pretending to be the bank manager.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, the cop, you know, he's like, hey, I want to talk to this girl. What's her last name? And Danny he just throws out a last name. And then once he's up there, he sees like the nameplate.
Yeah. Well, it was an award.
And it had like the different name.
Yeah.
And so he makes Danny as a robber. And then a massive shootout ensues pretty much, right?
Well, we got the LAPD. The partner outside sees his partner inside and they're walking him through the bank. And he sees the gun, he sees everything, and so it starts going haywire.
This is like a massive heat level shootout in downtown LA. And one amazing moment is we get one of the bank robbers who wore flip-flops to the heist. He gets crushed by a van.
Crushed by their getaway van.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And wasn't the van like... Like it broke down or something?
Yeah.
Okay. And so there's a lot of like tension building and like, around this kind of bank scene.
The cop partner fixes it.
That's right. Yeah. And the shootout ensues.
Like I said, they knew it was going to happen. So they were just staking out the joint and they knew something big was going down. So they had everything ready.
But this guy.
But I don't think they counted on the cops being there and the cops.
Well, yeah, the lovesick cop kind of blew everything.
Well, the patrol guy, his partner, blew everything.
You think so?
Yeah, because he started shooting. And like what that other task force was designed to do was designed to get them
on their way out,
like after they've robbed the joint. So nobody gets hurt.
I guess it would have been nice to know, like, how did LAPD right? know? Maybe they said that, and it was just, like, everything's happening so fast, we didn't catch it. But, yeah, that's not made crystal clear. It's just, we're just kind of, like, moving real quick. And so, pretty much, like, all the bank robbers get gunned down, except for Will and Danny.
Yeah.
Right? And they get away with the money? All the money?
They get away with...
Like, most of it. Like, they're carrying backpacks.
Well, $8 million per backpack.
Okay. It was supposed to be 32. They've got 16
yep.
amongst them. And then they kind of, they take this cop, the lovesick cop, they kind of take him hostage. And then Will accidentally shoots him during a scuffle.
Yeah.
Like he's kind of scuffling with Jake. And then Will just pops him.
Well, accidentally. Like he did right. not want to shoot a cop. Like it was not.
Well, he was aiming the gun. Yeah. I mean, you don't want to shoot someone, aim your gun elsewhere. But they take off, and this cop is just kind of bleeding out on the ground, but he's rescued by an EMT played by Isa Gonzalez.
She was so good.
She's great in this. Yeah, she's the real hero of the piece. Yeah,
like, I'm so proud of Michael Bay actually putting in a good female hero and doesn't sexualize her. Because Michael Bay is, I mean, he's known for his, like, Victoria's Secret commercials and things like that. So, and when you look at Transformers, you have the definite male gaze up the, you know, especially on the butt, right? And so...
Well, you don't think Megan Fox would just naturally lean over a motorcycle and booty shorts like that?
Yeah, she complained.
That felt totally natural.
Yeah. And so I give Michael Bay props on this one. Actually, like, I'm not
gonna... He gives her some agency.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he's not objectifying her in any way. She's dressed appropriately for the job.
She also doesn't have, like, a romantic... She's not trying to bang her partner in the, you know... ambulance as well. You know what I'm saying?
Correct. Like, honestly, there aren't really any other moments of objectification with other women.
No.
I mean, he could have done that elsewhere and he doesn't. So, yeah, that is. And also, there's no product placement that I can remember. That's another major thing. Like, misogyny and product placement really go hand in hand in the Michael Bay movies. And none of that here. So that was nice.
I didn't really see any of that.
But you remember, like, in the Transformers movies, I mean, you got robots crashing into, like Bud Light trucks.
Only product placements or, you know, is all the signs on the buildings downtown.
But we don't, like, get close-ups of those.
No.
They're not, like, crashing into, like, a Coca-Cola sign or anything. That's how blatant it is in the Transformers movies. It's... At one point, the Transformers crash into a Victoria's Secret bus. It's so dumb. Michael Bay, or Mark Wahlberg, he like, a bomb blows up a beer truck and he pops a brew. It's so stupid. So yeah, none of that crazy shit in here. So yeah, then Will and Jake, they're trying to escape. And so they end up hijacking the ambulance truck where Isa Gonzalez is treating the cop that Will shot.
Yep.
Right? And so they're able to get past the cops by pretending they're EMTs with Will driving the ambulance. And Danny, he's hiding out in the back. He's kind of got holding a gun on her. And they kind of act the part to get past the cops. And then from there on, it's basically like a citywide chase movie with the LAPD and the FBI. Yeah. Kind of tracking down this ambulance and trying to figure out how to stop these guys because they can't just bomb the vehicle because there is a cop and a civilian inside.
Yep.
And so, yeah, because the cop is still alive inside, that it forces them to kind of restrain themselves and how they figure out how to take down this ambulance.
Yeah.
And that creates a lot of tension. And there's just, I give Michael Bay credit. I mean, there's a whole lot of flipping cars. That's what he does.
Yeah.
But just throughout, like, the tension is high. And that's what's really powering the movie. Whole lot of tension.
Do you know who stole the show for me? The big old Dougie. The police captain was on his way to the dog park with his big old doggy. I'm talking like, you know, 100-pound, ruffly face. I mean, the cutest little thing.
Huge dog. And there's a funny scene where the dog is in one of the lead cop cars and it's getting fired at.
Yeah.
And then Dara Dillahunt freaks out. He's like, fall back, fall back.
Is that my dog in the car?
There's a lot of just funny kind of random moments, but it felt pretty tight. And I guess, you know, without going further into spoilers, what were your overall thoughts of this film?
I actually liked this movie a lot. It was good. It held my attention. It, like I said, it didn't have the male gaze to it, like typical Michael Bay movies. The actors were great. I mean, overall, just a great movie. Great date movie, in my opinion.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot, too. And I would probably, you know, we talked about like our favorite Michael Bay movies. And I would put this like number three for me. Like, this is one of his best movies. Definitely his best movie in a long time.
Yeah.
And I mean, just
it's been a minute.
Just got to get out of that Transformers universe. For starters.
But it's not doing so hot in the box office right now.
Well, no. People got to check out Sonic the Hedgehog, too, right?
Well,
we gotta head to that en masse.
But, I mean, honestly, like, I don't think that people know that this movie is out there. I don't really see a lot of advertisements unless you go to the movies
and you've seen the trailer. I agree. Yeah, advertising has probably been light. I mean, this is a relatively lean budget. I mean, it was about $40 million.
Yeah. Oh, that's actually wow.
Well, yeah, to get a movie like this in for $40 million, you got to be hustling. And apparently, I mean, they shot for like maybe 38 days.
Wow.
And they did this during like the COVID lockdown. Apparently, Michael Bay, he was just feeling real restless, and he's like, "I want to do something fast. I want to do something, you know, kind of small." For him, $40 million is kind of small. And then within weeks, he had this movie set up, and they're shooting, you know, when most of the city is locked down.
Yeah. And it must be nice.
Yeah. Like, I'm bored. I want to do something creative. And then weeks later, you've
got $40 million in the bank. And you get to go and make a movie.
Props. And I mean, props him for making a good movie and not making a piece of shit. So yeah, I'm with you. I think this is a great movie. It's the best action movie I've seen in a long time.
It's been a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, if this movie came out like late 90s, early aughts, I think it would have done better.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, people like that CGI. And this is more like Speed. It's more in line with Speed. I mean, we're all contained to like a moving vehicle. That's the bulk of the movie.
This movie is what I wish we got more of.
Of course.
But then it bombs.
And it's like, well, you're lucky if you get any.
I know. But it'll probably make its money back with streaming and, you know, all of that at the end of the day.
Yeah, I would think a movie like this is going to have a shelf life with people discovering it. But really, I would recommend watching it in the theaters because that tension is more intense in the theater. It's not going to be as intense at home. So let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get into spoilers. Okay, we're back and we're going to get into some spoilers for Ambulance. And, you know, I think one of the highlights right off the top is that we get a full-on surgery scene.
In
the middle of this flick, because this guy, he starts like flatlining or something, and they got to go into his spleen and pull the bullet out.
Yeah.
And so Isa Gonzalez, you know, she doesn't have training for this. She's not a surgeon.
Well, but she did go to medical school. She was in her third year of residency, and then she got hooked on Speed.
I guess I forgot that detail.
And she got kicked out, and so she could only be a paramedic.
And so, yeah, we have to call out and kind of like teleconference in some doctors kind of advising this surgery like, as this ambulance is in the middle of a car chase. And so, yeah, it's a pretty explicit surgery scene where they're just diving into his stomach.
Listen, I love it. I mean, it's a Grey's Anatomy and like...
And the spleen bursts.
Med. Oh, yeah. It's like, it looked like a pimple and that like, just
sprays
like...
sprays blood all over her. It is, yeah, pretty gory. And the guy wakes up in the middle of it.
Yeah. Will had to punch him to knock him out.
And so, yeah, that was pretty funny. And, yeah, just kind of a wild scene in the middle of this movie. And so I think after that, the cops, they're not sure if
the cop is still alive.
And so this guy, Garrett Dillahunt, I mean, he's kind of crazy, right? Like, he's doing some aggressive moves. He's ready to jeopardize some lives.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So they were not, I mean, it got expensive for the LAPD real quick. Because, I mean, Jake Gyllenhaal.
All those flipping cars. Collateral damage. Yeah, there's a lot of mayhem. I mean, action all throughout. The movie is nonstop action.
And then apparently Danny has connections with some of the cartels or some of some drug cartels and got them involved.
He has a criminal contact named Poppy, who he coordinates with to help lose the police at some point. And so we get a sequence where they repaint the car under an overpass and they send out these other decoys to kind of throw off the cops.
Yep.
And then we get this amazing moment.
Oh, yeah.
Where Poppy's son drives a truck full of C4 into a group of cop cars. Like, he bails out. Like, he's got, like, a brick on the accelerator. He bails out. It's rigged with C4.
Oh, yeah.
I've pulled this move in Grand Theft Auto. Okay? I've put, like, remote mines on the cars and dived out and then, you know, pop the explosion.
And then after that, they sent in another car that had a machine gun.
Like a Gatling gun. Yeah. And
attached to it.
And that, like, took out Garrett Dillahunt's character, right?
Yeah.
I remember someone cheering at that moment.
Oh, yeah.
This cop getting gunned down.
Oh, I'm like, are people, like, laughing? clapping and, you know, cheering.
One thing I appreciated about this movie is that our protagonists are not really heroes. And there's definitely, like, moral ambiguity going on. I mean, if you're cheering, like, when a cop gets gunned down, like we said earlier, the hero is Isa Gonzalez. She's the ultimate hero. But, you know, our two leads, Jake Gyllenhaal and Yahya Abdul-Mateen, they are very compromised characters and their behavior, especially Jake Gyllenhaal.
Well, I would say Jake Gyllenhaal more so. And
we try to redeem Yahya's character.
Yeah, Will gets redeemed at the end.
And we establish he has a noble reason for doing this. You know, he wants to save his wife. And, you know, so we give him all that. But, I mean, these two are criminals responsible for some deaths. And again, these are our central protagonists. And I like it when movies kind of have that moral ambiguity to their main characters.
Well, it's not like cut and dry, right? Like, it's not...
A Marvel movie, you know who the heroes, who the villains are. It's very clear.
Yeah. Because that's honestly, I mean, that's who we are.
Yeah. Like, good people do bad things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's complicated. So I appreciate the movie going there. So... Yeah, like, after these crazy, like, car bombing scenes, Poppy's son, he gets gunned down by one of the cops. I think the cop's partner.
The cop's partner.
From the original, who urged him to ask out that girl. Does he get gunned down on TV?
Oh, yeah.
And so Poppy sees this.
Poppy sees it.
And this kind of, like, changes Poppy's whole dynamic. Mm-hmm. He's pretty pissed. And he tells Danny and Will to leave Isa Gonzalez and the officer.
Back up. They were able to escape the cops for a minute. So they were able to pull into Poppy's
garage. They get into
garage.
This, like, safe house, this warehouse. Yeah. But Poppy's not happy.
Poppy's not happy. And they realize that they've got two people in the back of the ambulance that knows the faces, knows the hideout, knows...
And so what
they're doing there.
And so what, they want them to leave Isa and the cop there so they can kill them?
Yeah.
And Will, he's not having that.
No.
So
big old shootout.
That leads to
the cartels.
That leads to an awesome shootout scene. Yeah, Will and Danny, they do like a 360 kind of bad boys thing, just gunning down everyone in the room. And there's a whole lot of chaos. And amidst this chaos, Isa accidentally shoots Will.
Yeah.
With the cop's gun.
Yeah. Right? So they realized that there was a gun underneath the cop's leg that was there all along, which you see when he's put into the ambulance at the beginning.
And she's just kind of like, I mean, she's defending herself.
Well, she didn't know who was coming into the
right.
The
door. Yeah, there's chaos going on outside and she's arming herself. And so she shoots Will. And then Danny ends up driving them all to the hospital.
Yeah.
And he kind of freaks out when he finds out that it was Isa who shot Will.
Yep.
Because at first he assumed it was the cop.
Yep.
And then he finds out it's Isa, and then he goes psycho.
He goes crazy. He's threatening to shoot Isa as soon as he opens the door to the ambulance in the hospital, like, bay area.
And they're surrounded by cops.
Surrounded by cops.
So it's like a murder suicide type of deal. He wants to pull off. And yeah, Will's not having that.
When they go out of the, when they open the ambulance doors, Danny goes crazy. And then Will ends up killing his brother.
He shoots him from behind.
Yeah.
I guess with the cop's gun.
Doesn't really matter at this point.
Shit gets crazy at the end. And so, yeah, Will and Danny are down on the ground, bleeding out, both of them.
Yeah.
And Danny dies.
Danny dies right there on the spot. Probably good for him to have died. I mean, he would have died anyways.
Wake up in jail.
The death penalty.
Yes. Yeah, this is the end of the road for Danny. So Iza, she
refuses to let Will bleed out on the concrete.
She's kind of dragging him to the ambulance. Like, we got to save him.
Dragging him to the hospital doors.
Right.
Getting him into like a gurney to go and get medical attention.
And in the midst of this, she kind of slips some money into his wife's purse.
So he says, please give this to my wife. He knows he's dead. Like, Will was not expected to, like, he wasn't expecting
himself to live. He's bleeding out, right. And he gives her some money. He's like, give this to my wife. And she ends up putting it in the wife's purse.
It's only $200,000. Like, that's all that he wanted. He didn't want all this money. And so
the money that he gave her was more than $200,000, right? It was like $8 million?
No.
It wasn't?
Mm-mm.
It was a fat stack.
It was a fat stack. It was $200,000.
Okay.
Like maybe $250,000. That was the cost of the procedure.
And so he gives that to Iza and she kind of slips that to his wife.
Yep.
And then, yeah, the final scenes are kind of in the hospital. And it looks like Will is going to live.
Yep.
And the cop is going to live.
Yep.
And they're asking the cop, like, which one shot you? And they're showing him pictures, you know, between Will or Danny. And the cop doesn't say. He just says, that one saved my life.
Yep.
And he's referring to Will. And yeah, and then Iza, she's just kind of driving off being a hero.
Yeah.
It's kind of bookended with this girl that she saved. In the opening scene, she's saving this girl who's like impaled in a car accident. And then in that final scene in the hospital, she's kind of like just checking on the girl or something. So yeah, she's definitely the hero. And this is, I think Michael Bay kind of considers this like a tribute to like first responders.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And it's,
I mean,
it's respectful in that sense.
Yeah.
And again, yeah, a great showcase for Iza Gonzalez. I've seen her in other movies. I mean, she was in that Kong versus Godzilla shit came out a year ago, but this is a good showcase for her.
This is a great showcase for her.
She's really strong in the role.
Really bring in the emotion. I mean, so is Will. I mean, they're...
Yeah, Yahya Abdul-Mateen is great in this as well. He's a really solid anchor. I think of myself, like, if I get roped into a heist and then, like, shit has gone so bad, like, cops are after us, like, a cop is bleeding out, I'm driving an ambulance, I'm going to be shitting my pants.
Literally.
And Yahya Abdul, he keeps it pretty steady.
Well, I mean, he's been in Afghanistan, so it's like...
Yep, that's a difference. Forgot about that. He's been in the shit.
He is ex-military.
But yeah, he handles himself pretty well under extreme circumstances. Because yeah, like Danny, you know, Danny is kind of just like off the rails from the beginning.
I can't even, like, Jake Gyllenhaal,
it's a lot of fun what he's doing.
It's so much fun.
I really hope people check this out at some point. But, so what grade would you give this?
Oh, an A.
Yeah, I'll give this an A, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
it's awesome.
It's one of the best movies of the year so far.
It's just, yeah, it's a hell of a good time. I mean, there's definitely, like, ridiculous shit and, you know, some contrivances, implausibilities, all that. But yeah, it's good stuff. And yeah, any action fan should check it out. And good date movie?
I would say so.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good date movie.
So I guess that's it.
That's it.
That's Ambulance, directed by Michael Bay. You can find more episodes at anchor.fm/moviedatenight, as well as on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, where you can rate and review. Don't forget to check out our feature film, Tiny Dancers, which is streaming right now on Prime Video. We're on Twitter at DNMoviePodcast, and you can also email us at datenightmoviepodcast@gmail.com. And until next time, I'm Patrick.
I'm Ashley.
Thanks for listening.
See ya.